There's been a lot of political energy spent getting people to vote for or against the Unified Tax Referendum. But what about the people who really, really want to vote on it but can't? WGLT's Ryan Denham reports on Unified's non-citizen stakeholders who are being excluded from an issue that affects them just like everyone else.
There's a lot at stake for Balraj Rajamanakam in the April 4th election. Rajamanakam is a homeowner from Normal who pays taxes into Unit 5 schools. His daughter is a freshman in Unit 5. He cares deeply about the state of education in this community. But he won't be voting. He can't legally do so because he's here on a work visa.
I feel very bad that, you know, like something which is going to impact, my daughter's life. So I have no control on it. So it's really very bad.
The tax referendum is aimed at addressing the school district's $12 million budget deficit. The district has already made budget cuts and have planned more, warning that they're just the tip of the iceberg. Voters have already rejected the tax question once before. Unit 5's non-citizen stakeholders, like Rajamanakam, are largely left out of the public debate over the referendum, the outcome of which will impact them just like everyone else. Non-citizens can't vote in Illinois elections, although there's been some legislation in the works that would change that. Rajamanakam is from India. He's lived in Bloomington Normal since 2009 and is here on an H-1B visa, a temporary visa for highly skilled foreign workers. He applied for a green card in 2014 and has been waiting ever since. Due to a per-country cap, the backlog of green card applicants from India is so long that Rajamanakam likely won't get one in his lifetime. The same backlog means his daughter, who was born in India and came to the U.S. as a baby, may have to find another country to live in when she turns 21 and her immigration status changes. Rajamanakam works as a computer programmer at State Farm. He says he'd vote yes on the referendum if he could.
Kids' education is a more important thing as a parent we can give to them. So whatever it takes, don't worry about the budget or anything, bring money from somewhere else and, educate the kids.
Rajamanakam says he knows a lot of other Indian immigrants who would want to vote on the referendum too if they could. He spoke to WGLT, quote, so that people know that there are people who want to vote yes for this, but don't have a chance to. It's hard to pin down exactly how many people are in the same situation as Rajamanakam, but it's likely in the hundreds at least. There were about 7,000 foreign-born non-citizens living in McLean County as of 2021. That's according to the U.S. Census. Of those, about 850 families live in owner-occupied homes, meaning they'd be paying taxes to local schools. The other two-thirds of foreign-born non-citizen households are renters, whose landlords likely pay their taxes with the proceeds of their rent and whose kids attend local schools, too. None of them can vote, and some want to change that. State Senator Selena Villanueva is a Democrat from Chicago. She's been working on a bill that would allow non-citizens to vote in school board elections. The latest version of her bill was introduced last month. Villanueva says the bill is still a work in progress and is not expected to move toward passage this year.
We're trying to take our time to make sure that we're doing it right.
Among the many logistical questions is how to protect any list of non-citizen voters from potential weaponization by anti-immigrant advocates or even a future presidential administration.
We're wanting to make sure that we are moving a process forward that is thoughtful, that is taking, the different circumstances into consideration, and that wouldn't put people in harm's way.
Also to be decided is whether the final bill would impact only Chicago residents or people statewide. Villanueva says she's open to the statewide approach, although she says Chicago election officials may have more resources to get something like this started. She says school board members have a complete and utter say-so over curriculum, books, and the quality of education that kids receive.
But the reality is, this is probably the most impactful form of government that we have, and there are people that are being left out of the conversations, and I'm trying to change that.
The concept of non-citizen voting is in its infancy, even in larger U.S. cities, limiting what can be gleaned from past experience. Voters in San Francisco legalized non-citizen voting in local school board elections, though that's faced legal challenges, and Villanueva says turnout wasn't as high as some had hoped. A judge last year struck down a New York law that allowed non-citizen residents of New York City the right to vote in municipal elections for mayor and other local offices. The Chicago-based Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights supports the idea. Fred Sow is the group's senior policy counsel.
These are people who are our neighbors. They're people who live in our communities. Many of them own homes. Many of them have families. They, you know, quite a number of them own businesses. You know, they have a stake in their community. And you know, for those who have, you know, who are, you know, raising families, they have a stake in, you know, how their schools run. You know, they want to make sure, just as the rest of us do, that they have a voice in their children's education.
The bill's supporters also need to nail down logistically how this would all work. The latest version of the bill calls for the creation of a voter registration affidavit, but big questions remain.
So who's going to maintain the voter rolls? How is registration going to work? Who is going to administer this? Would it be school boards? Would it be local election authorities?
Sow reminded non-citizens that voting illegally is a deportable offense, and there are other options to stay engaged with local schools. You can attend school board meetings or participate in PTO. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can see all of our stories about the Unified referendum and watch video interviews with this spring's school board candidates at WGLT.org/election.